Richard Bernstein is an attorney and triathlete who was born blind. He represents disabled clients pro bono at his family's law firm outside Detroit, and he's an adjunct professor at the University of Michigan. He's speaking this weekend at the Chabad Jewish Center of Wyoming in Jackson Hole. Bernstein's talk, called Vision is Overrated, a Blind Attorney and Athlete, is part of the Chabad Center's Distinguished Lecture Series. I gotta ask, you're in Yellowstone, which is famously one of the most beautiful places in the country. But, you know, since you can't see, tell me what you're enjoying there.
You have the mountains and the rivers. I think the way I experience Yellowstone is you can feel the energy. You can feel the warmth. You can feel the cleanliness. You can feel the spirit. And I think what happens when you're blind is you might not be able to appreciate or understand or experience the physical things. But I think in a place like Yellowstone and Teton and the other beautiful places I've had a chance to visit, you know, while I've been here, I think you can feel the spirit. You can feel the energy, and you can sense the warmth of the people.
Now, you were born with retinitis pigmentosa. Can you tell me what that is?
Sure. Retinitis pigmentosa, it's really just a form of glaucoma. And, you know, I have been blind my entire life. And people are, I think, very curious to understand, how does a blind person experience life? And I think what it really comes down to is, if you've never been able to see, you don't know anything different. I think that my life has actually been very fulfilling in the sense that I don't know any other way of life, and I can't experience life in any other fashion or any other mindset.
How did your legal career get started?
Well, I knew that if I had the chance to become a lawyer, I knew that I could make change. I knew that through the law, you could really do something that was going to have a positive impact on other people. And I want you to imagine what it's like to be blind going through law school. You know, I can't read and write. So what I had to do was I had to literally memorize and internalize absolutely everything as I was in law school. So if it took a traditional student 1 hour to do something, it would take me 4 hours to do something. And when I was in school, I prayed every single day that God would give me the strength and the energy to get through it. And it was so brutal because I couldn't highlight or take notes, and everything was internalized, everything was memorized, and just the effort that went into law school on a daily basis and the intensity that went into it on a daily basis is indescribable. But I wanted to be a lawyer in the worst way. And I promised God that if He gave me the chance to become a lawyer, that I would dedicate my life to representing people with disabilities and special needs who otherwise don't get representation and who otherwise don't get a chance. And so miraculously, I graduated from Northwestern, and then even more miraculously, I passed the bar exam in the state of Michigan, and a promise was a promise.
Now, as an attorney, you've participated in a number of lawsuits to improve infrastructure for people with disabilities. How is America doing as far as having infrastructure for people with disabilities? Better or worse than other places? Do we have a long way to go?
The United States is by far, for a person with disability, the absolute greatest country you could ever live in. There isn't anything that even comes close to what the United States has done for people with disabilities. Now, does that mean that we're perfect? No. But when you look at us compared to other countries, the fact is you see people with disabilities anywhere and everywhere in the United States. When you have a disability, especially a severe disability, you tend to live your life with a greater sense of mission. So for me, I work completely pro bono, which is I never charge for legal representation, and I represent people with disabilities and special needs who otherwise don't have access to our judicial system. You know, I will fight with, like, U.S. Aviation to make sure that airlines are accessible and airports are accessible. You know, I fight with universities, like my own university, where I'm, you know, a professor, to make sure that the stadium was accessible. I fought with the Detroit Department of Transportation to make sure that bus systems in my community are accessible, which led to bus systems being accessible all across the nation. When you have a disability, you need to be incorporated. You need to be included.
Now, it sounds like you really enjoy being outdoors. I mean, you've run marathons before. How did you get into doing sports?
I think what happens when you're disabled is that you get written off when it comes to physical fitness and phys ed. So when I was in school back in Michigan, I never thought I could be athletic. No one ever thought that I could be athletic. Ultimately, what happened was this incredible organization called Achilles recruited me. And they came and they said, Richard, they said, would you ever like to start running? And I said, I can't start running. I mean, I'm blind. How on earth am I going to run? I can't see where I'm going. I live in darkness. And they said, look, we can make this work. We'll give you a team of guides. The guides will run with you. They'll give you directional cues, like hard right, hard left, soft left. You'll hold a rope that connects you to your guide. And they said, just give it a shot. So I want you to imagine what it's like to be a blind person and attempt to go running. You have to learn to trust the people that are guiding you. But what's incredible is that I have done 17 marathons and the full Ironman competition. The full Ironman competition is a 2.4-mile swim, a 112-mile bike, and a 26.2-mile run. Imagine what it's like to dive into a frigid body of water to begin your 2.4-mile swim. And being blind, you're swimming in total darkness. And the only connection you have with your guide is a rope that's connecting you to him. And as a blind person, I can tell you this, you know, without question, that God will always give you what you need when you need it. You'll always have exactly what you need when you need it. You won't have anything more, but you'll never have anything less.
Richard Bernstein is a blind attorney and athlete from Michigan. He's speaking at the Chabad Jewish Center of Wyoming this weekend. Richard, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you for letting me have this opportunity, and thank you for the work you do.